7:06 on the Morning Jam.
And we have a special guest in with us this morning. Ernie DeLiverson is with us. He's the regional manager of Rosie's Gaming Emporium. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. We have a lot of listeners who are in the Amherst area. I personally live in Amherst County, so I have probably a bigger dog in this fight, maybe, than the average bear. And there's some people in Amherst County that seem to be a little bit confused about what Rosie's is. Some folks are for it, some folks say they're against it, and we just want to understand exactly what Rosie's is all about here on the Morning Jam.
I would be more than happy to educate and give whatever information I can to help out Amherst County. And it's a lovely little town. I went up to a downtown area and got a cup of coffee there. What an adorable little town there is.
It is. Now, you're looking to go into the Madison Heights area, it looks like. If Rosie's, what will it look like if it's... let's start with, what is Rosie's Gaming Emporium? What is it? Help us explain to the listeners, because we're not really voting on Rosie's, per se, on the ballot in the fall. Mm-hmm. It's pari-mutuel wagering. And I don't think people even know what that is.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll say there's a famous horse from Virginia called Secretariat, right?
Oh, yeah.
So everyone knows that horse.
Mm-hmm.
A Triple Crown winner from the 70s, fantastic horse. And people bet on that horse through a style of betting called pari-mutuel wagering. So if you go to a horse race, you make a bet, and... you can win some money if your horse comes in first, second, or third, based on how you make that bet. With that being said, we developed a system through a game manufacturer called Exacta that runs historical horse races through a gaming machine that looks and plays like a slot machine, but they're called historical horse racing machines. So we have a pari-mutuel wagering where you could bet on horses through simulcast, like through the TV, or see something on the Kentucky Derby. You have pari-mutuel wagering on historical horse racing machines. We have a diner there that has a fantastic burger, gift shop, and then we do live entertainment as well. Like the place in Vinton, we're going through an expansion. We're going to have a fantastic stage where we could do live entertainment.
I've heard that. I've been to the one in Vinton, and it's a beautiful facility. Tell us how Rosie's is different than a casino. I hear people calling it a casino a lot.
True. That's why we call it a gaming emporium. And even though that there's more than gaming there, the big classifications, like what you might see in Las Vegas, is a Class 3 style game casino. Where you bet against the house. Again, going back to those horse racing days, your money is pulled together with a group of us. So it was me, you, and Trey betting on a horse. We'd put a dollar in a piece, and we would win all or a portion of each other's money. That's more like what we call Class 2 style gaming. So what we're looking to do in Madison Heights in Amherst County is build a little boutique place, 150 games, plus the diner, plus entertainment, plus a gift shop there, that's more of a boutique-style casual setup, not what you would see in Las Vegas, nor could the area handle that, obviously, from a population density.
Right. So tell us why Amherst County. Why are you looking to Amherst County for this, and exactly where would it be located?
Okay, so the why is it's strategically located in a nice little economic area of Amherst County. And it seems like, you know, you got your, you know, on the north side of 29, you got your Walmart up there, you got Lowe's down there. It looks like you just put in a Biscuitville, and it's starting to make its little comeback there.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good proximity to the Lynchburg market area as well. It seems like,
right.
I think, if my numbers are correctly, Lynchburg is in the 80,000 range, population range in Amherst County is in the 30s. And then you have the neighboring communities out there, and you got the I-81 corridor, you got the 29 corridor. So it's a good strategic location. The only thing about Madison Heights, it looks like it could use a little help in the Seminole Shopping Plaza. And that's what the leadership had mentioned to us, is, hey, if you could redevelop this, this would be a fantastic thing. So we're looking to buy the Seminole Shopping Plaza, mm-hmm. and we will keep Big Lots there and actually renovate the exterior. But then the other portion of the Seminole Shopping Plaza will incorporate a Rosie's there.
Gotcha.
With all the amenities I had mentioned.
Okay. Why do you think it would be important to the community to bring in something like this?
Well, it always goes back to every community needs certain things for it to work. You know, in the city or town governments or county governments could attest to that. Jobs are always a positive thing because everybody wants a mm-hmm. job.
And a good job, yeah.
A good job, yeah. And most of our jobs start at $15 an hour. You put in the benefits and everything else in there, it comes out to about $47,000 a year. And there's supervisory salary jobs, managerial jobs that are after that. And those ranges could go into the 60s. So there's jobs. There's tax revenue. Mm-hmm. I heard during one of the county supervisors mentioned that Amherst County would like to bring in a retirement or 55-plus community in there, but the developer's asking for, what can the county do for me? A lot of people come in that way. We're not asking for a dime. But if you could use our tax dollars that we're willing to give to Amherst County, they might be able to subsidize the 55-plus community. So it's an economic win-win for all groups there. Tourism's a big thing. Again, you guys are in the 29 corridor. My wife and I went to a couple of vineyards up there. Absolutely fantastic, mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah,
and you know, from Charlottesville down, it's a great little run there.
Well, and it does pull a lot of people in to the area. We've seen that with the 151 corridor mm-hmm. for sure. Now, the people who are opposing Rosie's seem to be doing it from the standpoint of thinking that you're going to create gambling addicts and that there's going to be a huge problem with, bringing in homelessness. I mean, the things mm-hmm. that I'm seeing are just kind of, I've never witnessed any of that with any of those facilities. So why do you think that is? What have you experienced in other communities? Have you seen things like this?
That always, again, I always call it,
I think it's fear of the unknown. Yeah,
paint the picture of something, and it's almost like a blind faith. You're like, well, my cousin told me this, so it must be true. I'm, again, the 35 years for me in this business, I'm 53. I started off as a valet in Atlantic City at the Showboat. I haven't seen it 35 years. And usually, Atlantic City has gone through its cycle. And again, that's not what we're doing in Madison Heights, but at least speaking from experience at 13 different properties, I haven't seen it. I've only seen it help the places. And like, look at the Seminole Shopping Plaza right now.
Yeah.
I went back there. You got like 20 or 30 feral cats back there. It's maybe 50% of it's occupied. It's not a good-looking plaza right now. I don't know what it's doing for the community. When we redevelop that, we could put new buildings in there for those tenants, and they would love it. It might draw some more attention off of 29 there.
Right.
I just haven't seen it, Janet.
Right. Well, and let me ask about this. And this is something that, and I have the luxury of having worked in an area where you guys were located. So I do have a little bit of exposure to you that other people don't. So maybe that's why I'm a little more, open. I also know about something called a Rosie's Give Back program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, part of what we do here is a program called Rosie's Gives Back. And that's where, again, I oversee the event and operations, and I could speak to that. So last year, I was able to pony up about $100,000 in charitable givings to 501c3s or any type of charity. You go online, they put the request in, and we award money for that. And there are some great programs. I know everyone knows what Goodwill is, the Goodwill stores, but there's so many charitable programs around there. Like, we helped out with the Bradley Free Clinic. It's exactly in the name of what it is. It's free medical services and dental services for those who don't have insurance. We're happy to help people out like that. Collectively, out of our six properties, we've done over $730,000 in donations in the past couple of years. And with Amherst County, Rosie's, we would also adopt that program there as well. It's a fantastic program.
There is also a rumor about the Monacan Indians, that this is going to be a Monacan Indian casino. Can you address that?
I that's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the true information out there. That's all.
No. Colonial Downs, the racetracks in New Kent, we're a Virginia-based company. I live in Roanoke. You know, we all planted roots here. Even though my wife is Native American and she's not Monica Indian, so it has nothing to. There's no attachment to it.
So you hadn't heard that one, okay?
There you go.
I know. Well, there's always a new one, isn't there?
No, please. That's a good one.
Okay. So for people who are wanting to know more about Rosie's, maybe there are groups out there who so they don't want it, but there's a lot of people out there who do. How do they go about supporting you?
Well, the best thing you could do is, I mean, I can't believe it's coming up this fast, but early voting is Friday, right?
Right.
I mean, here we are, and go make your vote. This is a beautiful thing about, you know, America, is the liberty. Go vote. Go vote for your community. Try and move your community forward. We have a website called AmherstWins.com. Go educate yourself first. Understand basic economics. Is it going to help the community? I would say yes all day long. And then have your voice heard. Go to the booth and vote for us. And it's vote yes for parimutuel wagering. That's the big thing. It's not Rosie's, but it's vote yes for parimutuel wagering.
And, of course, you're located in the Vinton area. I would have encouraged people to go and make a visit. Vinton's not that far away from...
Yeah, when I spoke at the council meeting or the supervisors meeting, I made myself available. You could say, hey, is Ernie in there? Can he give us a tour? I'd be happy to give you the complete tour and educate yourself and see what gaming is like, what Rosie's is like, and how it would look like in your community.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us today. We've been talking with Ernie Deliverson, did I say that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Woohoo! From Rosie's Gaming Emporium. He's the regional manager, and we appreciate you coming, kind of shedding some light and educating. People can make their decision and cast their vote accordingly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, I feel like I know a little more now. We'll be back on the Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.